there is an Al-Aqsa Mosque up there, whether or not the Dome of the Rock is up there, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, is going to rule and reign. But are you ready? Are you ready? Are you walking in righteousness and in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord? It's time to repent, friends, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Make sure you get a copy of Renewing the Soul of America.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we can...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and we're going to be talking about what's happening as far as the artificial manipulation of our weather is concerned. And of course, we hear a lot of talk about contrails and chemtrails and aerial spraying of large amounts of aluminum, which are actually, of course, we hear about global warming. And in the past, I've thought, well, you know, mankind really can't influence the weather. But when we see the massive programs and the worldwide spraying taking place, primarily over industrialized society, but really all throughout the world, and we realize the amazing amount of spraying that's going on in the name of course, preventing global warming, but actually what they're doing, if you go into a greenhouse, why, what do you do? Why, of course, it's hot. And what happens when, of course, you put these caps, caps of aluminum and other nitrous oxide and other chemicals up in the stratosphere and those areas? What happens? Why? Of course, supposedly why they're going to keep the sun's rays from getting into Earth. Well, actually what they do is the rays get to Earth, but they can't get back out again. And they are actually creating to an element, I believe, of global warming. I believe they can control the weather now. I believe they have the capacity to create storms and droughts. And why do I believe that? Well, I believe that Zygmunt Brzezinski, one of the most powerful men in the world, the man who formed the Trilateral Commission, was foreign policy advisor to both Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama. Zygmunt Brzezinski wrote a book in 1970 entitled Between Two Ages, America in the Technotronic Age. And the bottom of page 57, there in the footnote, he talked about how by the year 2018, we would be able to create storms and droughts. And what do we see today? Storms and droughts. Dr. Hurley, thank you so very much for being with us. We'd like your thoughts on what's going on with the weather today, what is actually happening as far as this government program of spraying and creating a greenhouse effect.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me. It's been great to be able to discuss this with you. Yeah, I was just speaking with Dane Wigington. He's in California. He follows us. He has www.geoengineeringwatch.org, and he was saying that they're up to about 2,000 hits a day now on their site. They've pared it down to just deal with the geoengineering and not the, you and I have talked, the other agendas that we believe are linked with this. But right now what's happening is, there's massive droughts throughout the country, throughout the world. And I guess he was telling me even the western coast of South America, we do know that the developed world is getting hit harder than the rest of the world, but the entire world is being hit. And what they're doing is they're spraying millions of tons of aluminum, barium, strontium, depleted uranium, biologicals. Now they're talking about dumping sulfur dioxide. They're talking about it as if a potential, but in fact, it's been going on for decades with an acceleration over about the past 20 years is when they began it as a global program with the intent of weaponizing, force multiplier. We can control the weather. They would like you to believe that when anyone is willing to come forth, that this is something that they're doing to protect us from man-made greenhouse gases. But in fact, it's truly an effort.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Lorraine Hurley, and we're talking about how they are actively working to modify the weather, and they're dumping hundreds and thousands of tons of aluminum and strontium and barium and depleted uranium and all sorts of things into the atmosphere, certainly to alter our weather. And people say, why would they want to do that? Well, we have people who have a whole different view. They believe there are too many people in the world. Some of these people have an intense hatred of humanity and what wonderful way to destroy humanity other than to destroy the weather and to contaminate the air and to contaminate the water and to contaminate the snowpack and to contaminate the crops and the trees and the bark and the fish and the whales. And they're doing all of these things. And if you get into the information, you'll find out this is not paranoid talking. It's real. And people say, how could this possibly be going on? And we never hear about this on the radio or on television. And the reason for it is because radio and television, the media is controlled by six major corporations. If you don't believe that, go up on the internet and simply Google in six corporations control the mass media, and you'll find that's true. You can, of course, read the book by Dr. Ben Bagdekian. You can read the material that I've written and others have written about this. I've been following this for 50 years. The media is controlled, and they will poo-poo and attack and vilify anybody who talks about the chemtrails or contrails or weather manipulation as believing there's a conspiracy. And the thing is, there is a conspiracy. There are people who are working behind the scenes to modify the weather, begin to change the structure of our society. And we see the end result of it. We see the droughts. We see certainly the areas, the crops are dying in America. Almost half of the counties that produce food substances in the United States today are considered disaster zones. Almost half of the counties in the United States where there's excessive farming are considered disaster zones, and this is going all across the world. There's going to be a dramatic decline in the availability of crops and corn. And so what are we doing? Well, we're taking 40% of our corn crop and turning it into ethanol so there'll be no food at all for the people in other countries, and millions of people are going to starve as a direct result of what they're doing today. Lorraine, you pick up the story. Now, you've worked with Clifford Connicom, haven't you?
I have indeed, and I have the most profound respect for Clifford. That's what I was going to pick up, Dr. Stan, is that geoengineering is really ultimately equal to human engineering. And the, as you said, the people that are behind this, it's an international, people, our government is basically in collusion with this, but the program is international. It's happening at the behest of a few elites. And they're not just content with starvation and sickness and disease and slow death. They really are attempting to modify humanity, because the chemtrails, Clifford showed this. He was the first person to really link the chemtrails with a condition referred to as Morgellon. And research on Morgellons has proceeded. Clifford's done some work, but it's proceeded in other spheres. And it's really known now that the so-called, this effort to why do they need genetically engineered microorganisms? Why do they need self-replicating nanobots and technology? The chemtrails are being sprayed with, this kind of artificially intelligent, self-replicating material. And people with a condition referred to as Morgellon will extrude fibers and sometimes even complex life forms out of their body. I have a woman I've worked with. She's here in Western Massachusetts. She's one of the more severe cases of Morgellon. She sends her samples all over the place for people that are, basically working underground, microbiologists. And what's happening, besides Clifford showed dried red blood cells, he showed that all of us have been exposed to these fibers and why some would develop the condition called Morgellons and others do not is not known yet. That's one of the things that he'll be researching this year. He's put out a call for funding, donations, to continue the Morgellons research. But other people have also been looking at it, and illusion is king, because the reality is that this is stranger than any science fiction anyone's ever written or any of us could probably conceive of. Truth is stranger than fiction. And the hidden agenda, in other words, even though they're denying, publicly in the mass media that this is actually taking place and going on, it's leaked enough now to know that it's really not I don't even know how to be considered conspiracy theory anymore, the fact that there's praying. You just have to walk outside and look up. But
it's so hard to get people to look up. This is the thing, you know. It's very easy just to look down or look to the side. But if you look at the sky and you see all the contrails up there, and of course, people, we've always had contrails. But these contrails don't disappear. Some of them, you can watch them, and they just gradually expand, and then they merge with other contrails, and they produce clouds up there in the sky. And basically, of course, what people don't understand is they've changed the consumption of the jet fuel. Now there's aluminum in the jet fuel, and I suppose they probably justified it. It helps it to burn better, something of the sort, but massive amounts of aluminum are in the jet fuel. Now there's other sources of the spraying. There's not only contrails, there's chemtrails, and then there's, of course, massive spraying from which you can actually find the details on, carried out by the Navy and by the Air Force, and these are experimental programs to see if they can modify the weather. And so they put up literally hundreds of tons of these various chemicals in the stratosphere, never asking what happens to it when we put it up there. And of course, the thing is, it comes down sooner or later. It comes down and gets in the water and the soil and the oceans and into the crops and gets into us. But go right ahead. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and Sydney Magellan's an entirely new disease. It's not imaginary. They'll try to tell you, oh, these people are all crazy. Well, if they're all crazy, then why do they have these little filaments growing out of their skin? They will do everything they can to try to convince you that these new diseases they've created don't exist. Why, there is no such thing as chronic fatigue. There is no such thing as fibromyalgia. These are all imaginary things. But, of course, these are very real diseases. AIDS is a new disease. Ebola is a new disease. Lyme is a new disease. None of these existed when I went to medical school. I suspect they didn't exist when you went to medical school, did they, Lorraine?
No, they didn't. As a matter of fact, Lyme disease, I took a position on Cape Cod where Lyme disease is very rampant, and that's how I got involved in this movement, Doc Stan, was I started seeing people with Lyme disease. I knew they weren't crazy, yet they were testing negative. I did work with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, and I was researching pleomorphism, the ability of organisms to actually alter their genetic structure when they're under environmental stress. I was beginning to suspect that Lyme disease, that might be what was happening with this infection. Of course, I now know that it's been genetically engineered to do much of what it does. But it led me to the Carnicon site because Morgellons at that time was coming up as perhaps a pleomorph, you know, a morph of something that was indigenous, organic, natural, and perhaps there was just an environmental stress that was creating this condition. And in fact, we know that that's not true today. There was a fellow that I worked with at the Carnicon who used to take his microscope with him whenever he went to conferences. And he would, it was a $15 microscope. I don't know what strength. And he would put it on people's forearms to show them. It was strong enough that people could actually see fibers that were accumulating on their skin from the fallout, from the chemtrails. And this had a really profound effect. Some people refused, didn't want to see it. Other people got really angry. Other people, you know, they just couldn't accept what they were actually seeing. And other people woke up and joined the movement to attempt to raise public awareness of this. When I was in medical school, in fact, I was told, yeah, if we don't know what's wrong with you, if we don't know what's wrong with you, you must be crazy. We used to have that joke. We said it as a joke, but it really is kind of the attitude of medicine. And it isn't that the individual doctors are colluding to keep this a secret. They don't know. They don't know. They're not trained. They're not being given the information, the education. There isn't any genuine mainstream scientific research being done on this. It's all a big sham. The CDC, some of the other military, like even Garth Nicholson, whom I respect, who did a lot of research with Gulf War syndrome and linked it to mycoplasma, he's now claiming that this is somehow organic. And for a man who's done the research he's done and really understands the genetic modification engineering that went into vaccines that the soldiers were injected with, for him to really seriously contemplate a condition like Morgellons and to say that it's somehow organic, you know, you wonder who you can trust.
Well, I trust Dr. Nicholson, but anyway, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question for Dr. Hurley. The chemtrails are real. How do I know? Well, very simply, the military has put out a cover story. We've heard this from a number of military personnel when they ask their superiors, what is the chemtrails? Why, of course, they're told. Well, they all told the same thing. Well, we're actually doing the spraying to spray a vaccine to protect the people from some sort of a deadly disease. I've actually touched the material. Somebody actually accumulated some of this and brought it to me, a young man who worked here at our studio. And it's real. It's sort of semi-gelatinous. And all you need to do is watch the sky or see some of the videos we have. Amazing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Lorraine Hurley. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are the chemtrails real? Well, we have some. We have a wonderful DVD. It's called Geoengineering. And there you'll actually see a lot of pictures of certainly of these planes. They're certainly not flying from point A to point B. They're flying from point A to point B and then back to point A and then back to point B and then back to point A and then back to point B. Why would a plane be doing that in the sky? Now, of course, people say, well, after all, if this was really going on, why some of the people involved would come forward and tell about it. Ladies and gentlemen, when you work for the government, you don't dare come forward because, of course, they will send you to Leavenworth, they will send you, or maybe even worse. In fact, we have a number of interviews with a number of military personnel. These were people who were on the USS Liberty back in 1967 when their ship was actually attacked by the Israelis, that, of course, the Israelis were working in concert with President Johnson and Robert McNamara. They wanted to sink the ship and kill everybody on board. So we had used as a justification for going to war with Egypt. Didn't work out. The ship survived, and the people survived. And they were frankly told, you will never discuss, you will never tell anybody, not even your wives or closest friends, what you saw, and if you ever do, why you spend it, you'll go to Leavenworth, or maybe even worse. And they knew what they were talking about. They knew that they would be killed if they spoke out, and none of them did. 25 years later, a few of them got the courage to speak out. We actually have a series of interviews with the people now who are willing to speak out, but for 20 to 25 years, they were frankly afraid. And the people who work for the government today who are involved in these macabre experiments are afraid to speak out. And if they do, of course, they'd be ridiculed and destroyed. And, I mean, I've had a number of people who have been guests on my program who have simply, well, they've disappeared after they've run my program. I can think of a Sergeant Leo Chavez. He was certainly at the CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of the 9/11 attack. Chip Tatum, who was a professional assassin who was supposed to kill Ross Perot. And I can think of so many other people we've had on the program who've either died or committed suicide or simply disappeared. I'm not talking about imaginary things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about real things like Gary Webb. He was on our program a number of times. He wrote about the government involvement in the drug smuggling, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice because he wanted to be absolutely certain he was dead. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about real things, but if you begin to analyze this, and if you ever have had the opportunity to touch this material, as I have, and hold it in my hand, you would be convinced that it is not imaginary, but real. Lorraine, what sort of results do you get when you tell people about this?
It's gotten better, I'll be honest, Dr. Stan, but when I first started to get involved in activist work, people thought I was over the deep end. They didn't want to hear about it. I kind of have a reputation as a bit of a rebel anyways. I had gone toe-to-toe with medicine, the fact that our healthcare system is it's an oxymoron that medical care is not health care. Brokers are disease. It doesn't steward our health. And I had homeschooled my daughter, was very outspoken about the agendas of education. And so when I came across chemtrails, and then, of course, I was a real strong advocate for environmental illness when a lot of people still thought it was all, you know, somebody else's head. So when I began to work for the Carnicom, my husband in particular was really distressed because, as I said, you can't investigate the geoengineering program without bumping up against things of New World Order. banking fraud, the fact that we are under admiralty and administrative law and we're no longer under constitutional law, the lies, the deceit, and the fraud that goes back, from the time that our country, really the inception of our country almost, the Federal Reserve, that we don't have money, we have a fiat currency.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we do have a caller, and again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. I want to get Herman's question in before we go to the break. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Great. This is a wonderful interview. And Dr. Hurley, are there any things that we can do to protect ourselves from the effects of the various spraying?
Yes,
that's a legitimate question. What can we do to protect ourselves?
Okay, on a number of different levels. Physiologically, you want to really strive to alkalinize your body, which means lots of fresh, whole, green vegetables, fruits. You really want a very clean, low on the food chain diet, raw as much as possible. That provides you with the best nutrition.
Hold that thought while we get to this moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I certainly have Herman had called in from Carmel asking Dr. Hurley what you can do to protect yourself, and she was certainly talking about the saunas, clay baths, hot baths, anything, of course, to drive these things out of your body and perspiration. And then, of course, she was talking about the possibility of using certainly wine, red wine, light drinks, or certain byproducts of red wine. Probably resveratrol would fit into that, wouldn't it, Dr. Hurley?
Yes, it would. But the pigment in the wine or the grape juice actually attract these. This is the work of Clifford, Dr. Stan. They showed that you could cause a migration of these critters. They gravitate towards this based on frequency. So you can get them out of your bloodstream and into your colon, your gut. And then if you use diatomaceous earth, which is fossil flour, you can enhance the excretion of these from your body. Magnetic clays, as you were just saying, too, bathing in hot baths with magnetic clays is been shown to help reduce, enhance the extrusion of these things from the skin and so forth. So the treatments, and she also recommends products Miracle 2 soap and Miracle 2 water neutralizer. These you can find these online. It's a company.
Well, actually, we actually sell the neutralizer and the soap. We sell them.
Oh, then you should be recommending that too.
We think they're great products, and we do sell quite a bit of it. Okay, Herman, did you have anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, I just wanted to mention regarding the Miracle 2, I helped a friend who had all kinds of sores on his legs for years. And I told him about the product, and he started putting it on, and it was amazing. It cleared up within a few weeks, and the itching went away and so forth. So anyone out there who has any type of problems, this is not a medicine called Miracle 2 soap or the neutralizer, but it works amazingly well.
And because I use the gel on my the hair every day, and it has a million different uses, whether it's poison oak or whatever it would be. Miracle 2 gel is an excellent product, but we're not going to be using this as an infomercial. It's just you bring that up. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're really talking about chemtrails. The fact that there's a massive spraying program, all over America, all over the developed world. Why are they spraying? Well, it's all, I believe, in large part, is the population control agenda, because, of course, the aluminum, it definitely decreases fertility. And they believe there are too many people in the world. Besides that, the aluminum is a toxin. It is a poison, and it gets into the water. It gets into the snowpack, and they found a dramatic increase in the aluminum levels in the snowpack on Mount Shasta. It gets into the roots of the vegetables and various products, and they can't absorb water. It gets into the roots of the trees. A lot of our trees and our forests here in California are dying. It gets into the fish. They know that the level of aluminum in the blubber of whales, and they've actually biopsied them all over the world, is up about 2,000%. Let me repeat that. The level of aluminum in the blubber of whales is up 2,000%. We're poisoning the whales. They're poisoning the world, and people say, that can't be going on. If it were going on, everybody would know about it. How would you respond to that, Lorraine, if somebody says if something like that? Why, of course, they couldn't keep this quiet. They couldn't keep the American people from knowing that there's an organized effort to dump literally hundreds of tons of aluminum into the atmosphere and, poison the public and poison the crops. And people say it couldn't be going on or we would hear about it. How do you answer that?
That's a tough one to answer, but I would answer to say, well, in truth, everything that we have been told is the truth is a lie. There's reality, and then there's what they'd like us to think of as reality. They control the media. They control the economy. They control politics. They control medicine. They control education. They control every aspect of our lives. And we have been groomed for this moment, if you will, for centuries, if not millennia. Deceit and fraud perpetrated over the many by the few has been going on for millennia. It's only now that technology has enabled them to carry out the things that they do, really with catastrophic consequence. No, everything is controlled. It's about the Illuminati. You have to sit down with people and help them to appreciate that they're there really is no such thing as national sovereignty. It's all a stage. It's all a play. Now, governments are puppets of what really are an international, unconscionable, malevolent cabal. These are people who, with the, like, I'll just say it again, an insatiable greed for power and control. And they aren't like other humans. I don't, in that they are, they themselves, this is their lineages. They're brought up in families that basically brainwash them or whatever, train them or whatever they do. They are part of a lineage that has believed that they've always had the right to control the many, that they deserve wealth and power. So it's taking people to places that sound like science fiction or fairy tale or your worst nightmare. And, you know, I just start off by having people investigate things that matter to them. And money is a big one. It just leads people to, you know, do we have money? Is a Federal Reserve note actually money? You know, what is a fiat currency? Are the banks really lending you money? I mean, we don't want to get off topic here, but, you know, it's hard, but I got to a point where it was harder to pretend not to know. It's like once you know something, how do you pretend you don't know it? You have to live in your truth. You have to stand in your truth. And you have to honor your conscience, your soul, your own integrity. And just because something sounds uncomfortable doesn't mean that you aren't obliged to pursue it. And believe me, there's the number of inconvenient and uncomfortable truths that I've bumped up against in the last 10 years of my life. There's a lot of things I wish I didn't know, a lot of things I just wish I didn't know. There's times when I wish I could just go back to being numb and part of the, you know, derogatorily called the sheeple. Our educational systems don't teach us how to think. They teach us what to think. Everything about our culture is designed to confuse us, to put us in a state of fear, to stress us out, to keep us running, to keep us on that treadmill, to cheat us, to steal from us. It isn't the world we think it is. It's as simple as, and you know, the Bible, Jesus had an awful lot to say about the nature of reality and what we think of as real and what's actually going on. And that's what I would just simply say to people, as uncomfortable as it is, it's time to grow up and wake up.
And I think, Chris, what I like to do, you know, certainly if you tell people too much, they're going to turn you off. They cannot accept truth. And so as I found a very effective thing to do is to ask questions. What is this emblem on the back of the dollar bill, this pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye? What is it doing on the back of the dollar bill? Do you know that that emblem, you'll find it on the side of the Supreme Court building in Israel? And of course, then they kind of say, oh, you think it's a Jewish conspiracy? And I say, oh, no, actually, this is not a Jewish conspiracy. This is a conspiracy to destroy the Jews. And but, of course, you'll find that emblem in the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. You'll find it at all Masonic meetings. You can certainly trace that emblem, the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye, back almost 4,000 years. Do you know this is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions? And, of course, the average person hasn't ever even heard of the mystery religions. All you can do is tell them a little, and then back off, and then perhaps next time tell them a little bit more. But there really are secret societies out there, and the reason you've never heard of them is because they're secret. After all, if people heard about them, they wouldn't be secret, would they? And then, of course, you can get people into an understanding of what Masonry is all about. Most Masons are wonderful people. They just don't understand Masonry. And if you read the writings of the Masons, they will tell you their purpose is to deceive the people coming into Masonry so that they will not understand what it's all about until they're so deeply involved that they can't get out. And that's what I do with my book. Brotherhood of Darkness, I simply quote from their statements, where they talk about how they intentionally deceive the novice and the initiate. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're talking about chemtrails. We're talking about the fact that they're poisoning the American people. We're talking about the fact that, of course, that this is being done not only in America, all throughout the world, and that there are a number of people who really are doing a great deal of excellent work of getting the scientific studies that show it's there. Go right ahead, Lorraine. Any other thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners out there?
I think we've covered an awful lot of ground, but you just said a very important thing. There's a lot of people out there doing scientific work, and that's a really important point to bring up, and I want to thank you for that comment about, you know, taking it slow. We don't want to scare people off. Personally, when it comes to the issue of geoengineering and what's happening, though, I'm growing a little more and more concerned, because I feel like we're reaching a tipping point, particularly with what's happening with droughts and a number of other things around the world right now. But as far as, you know, getting people to understand, I found it, if you go to Chemtrails 9/11, on the left-hand side, Chemtrails 9/11, I think it's www.chemtrails911.com, they have an entire list, a category of evidence, and people can look into the patents, they can look into documents that affirm that this is going on. This is, you know, when you talk about evidentiary, there is evidence out there. It isn't going to be in the mainstream. I know a lot of the websites around this issue look a little iffy to some people. Some people are very angry. Some people are, you know, and they're not afraid to express their hostility over it. But there are those websites that are really, really grounded and digging up the patents and the documents and the papers and the paper trail and the accords and the meetings and the laws and things that are tucked in here and tucked in there, and it's all there. So if you need help believing this, you can go for the science. It's there. You know, geoengineeringwatch.org, fabulous site in terms of doing their research. They have satellite photographs up there, maps of weather modification, all very substantiated, very credible, very recent, very up-to-the-moment information as far as what's happening on the planet right now. Again, with scientists and researchers and meteorologists and a whole bunch of people involved in contributing to that site. One of the things I wish I had said before we got left so quickly the last time is it can be really overwhelming, and I really haven't emphasized enough the power of people coming together, whether it's through intention or prayer. There is now, even among activists, a movement towards believing that we're not in this alone, that we have help. And I think about, I remember reading a story not too long ago about women in Africa in a particularly war-torn area. I mean, they had, they were just killing each other off, and a group of 75 women got together and prayed, and they had attempted all kinds of peace talks and diplomacy and negotiations, and the war just raged. It was a civil war, and within 3 weeks of 75 women getting together to pray, the war was over. And I think even in today's times, we have to remember that there is there's power in unity. I have a friend who runs a site called United We Win, and the idea that, you know, we can accomplish so much more together than any one of us can do alone. There's a number of different organizations out there now. Humanity Healing is one where they get people all over the world to participate. Certain times of meditation, reflection, contemplation, and prayer, that the insanity, that things are turned around and don't have to go the way of an Armageddon or an apocalypse.
Lorraine, do you have a website or telephone number, any means by which people can get in touch with you?
Yes, my website is Dr. Hurley, drhurley.net. This is a new site. It's under construction. It's expected to go live in about 2 weeks. We'll have a lot of health information as well as information, you know, about things that are happening in the world. But there'll be a strong emphasis on health and what people can do to, you know, get some relief from some of the illnesses that they're facing. My phone number, my business phone is actually the phone we're talking on right now. It's 774-323-0404. And I'm happy to take, my email address is drlorrainehurley@gmail.com. Doctor is spelled D-R, and then my name, Lorraine Hurley, at Gmail.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Michael calling in, and let's go talk to Michael in Michigan. Hi, Michael. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. Dr. Hurley, what kind of qualifications, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a medical doctor. I'm an MD, a graduate of Boston University School of Medicine. I did residency in family practice.
Okay, and Michael, anything else? Any other questions?
Yeah, I don't have a problem believing what we're talking about here. Dr. Hurley, with them changing the weather and all the things that we see around the world, and it looks like we're set for a financial collapse and all this stuff is planned, where do you think we're at in the general scheme of things on their particular plan? Do you think they're about ready to really do something here pretty quick, or where are we at in this thing?
You're asking, it would be personal because, you know, I'm not an expert on all things Illuminati, but, you know, I think that we're definitely poised, that they're planning a major, some type of major collapse or breakdown.
Michael, nobody knows when these things are going to happen. All we can do is look at the signs of the times and try to guess what's going on. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295. Did you have another question, Michael?
Well, no, I'd just like to say that I think that, you know, they got everything lined up and the...
Hold that thought.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, Dr. Hurley is simply saying, get involved, convince yourself, and speak out on what's going on. God bless you, Lorraine. We'll look forward to talking in the near future. Anything comes up, give me a call, okay?
All right, Doc. Thanks so much.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Now, we do carry an excellent DVD. It's called Geoengineering. It's a talk given by Roslyn Peterson and a friend of hers, a gentleman that she's known who spent a lot of time working for government agencies. And the two of them put on a wonderful an hour and a half talk, and it's available on DVD. It's called Geoengineering. And then, of course, we have that Michael Murphy DVD. It's called What in the World Are They Spraying? And the next one is Why in the World Are They Spraying? But right now we have What in the World Are They Spraying? We do have that DVD. We have actually four CD sets or tape sets on chemtrails. The first one and the second one on chemtrails. We actually have a DVD on weather as a weapon, that's Bob Fletcher. We have a book on HAARP. We have a book on weather modification. We have certainly a book on, I should say, a four tape set on HAARP. So you get all of this information from Radio Liberty, and you certainly would want to go to our website, radioliberty.com, and look and see what we have. If you have a subject, simply go to your search engine and type in Radio Liberty and then put in HAARP or weather modification or chemtrails or something of that sort, and you'll get certainly all of our information. Our telephone number is again 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Now, we do hope, of course, that many of you out there in the listening audience will certainly go to our website. You can watch our DVDs there. You can certainly read our newsletters, and they'll take you into all the secret societies. And the conscious effort to conceal the fact that the world is run by secret groups, and not one, but a number of them, and yet they all have a common goal, a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and eventually the installation of a one-world ruler. And if they all work, they may work at odds to one another, but those are the common goals. And believe me, they're moving very, very fast towards those accomplishment of those goals. And of course, if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, we list a fair number of those organizations, and of course, this new talk we're going to be giving will be in Denver on the 15th of September, and then we'll be giving a talk here in Santa Cruz on the 21st of October. We hope that you can come to one or both of them, but the talk is going to be there, Agenda 21, the covert agenda, but that will take you into all of the secret societies that are behind Agenda 21. What is Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is the secret agenda for the 21st century. It is being enacted today. We're taking us from war to war. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning our food. They're poisoning our air. They're poisoning our children with the vaccines. They know exactly what they're doing, They just don't want the public to know. And so if you suddenly get our material, I think you'll find it fascinating. We encourage you to tell others about our programs, to encourage them to go to our website, to listen to our programs, and hopefully then to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us get the word out across America. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bill Salas, and we're going to be talking about his book, Revelation Road, Hope Beyond the Horizon. Revelation Road, Hope Beyond the Horizon. Fascinating book, and I've enjoyed reading it, and I'm, I've read the first part, almost the first half, and then I've read the last part, and I think that you'll find what Bill has done is to actually write a story, a novel about what's going on today, but a very believable novel based upon Christian prophecies. And then, of course, to explain how this all fits together and applies in the real world to all of us. Bill, thank you so very much for being with us. Bill, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on with you tonight.
And basically, of course, the fascinating book. And so basically, do you want to talk about the prophecies? Because, of course, the first part of the book, against the background of a novel, against a story, takes us into the various prophecies that deal with what's going on today, whether it be Isaiah 17, Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, 39, or a myriad of other prophecies which most people are really unaware of. So I'm going to let you just tell us a little bit about yourself, and then really, of course, what your message is. I mean, you're a good storyteller, and certainly I will tell you the opening part of your book is gripping, as you describe certainly what's going on over in the Near East, the Middle East, and then, of course, the terrible things that take place here in the United States, a result of the terrible war, the nuclear war that explodes in the Middle East. Go right ahead.
Yes, Stan, thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm actually a author, researcher, conference speaker, and also a radio host myself. I have a radio program in Southern California called Prophecy Update Radio. It's heard on Fridays and Saturdays in Southern California.
What station are you on?
Well, I'm on it's a Calvary Chapel-affiliated radio station. Mainly, it can be heard on my website, which is prophecydepot.com. That's Prophecy Depot, like Home Depot, Dan.com. And we post all of our shows there. They're heard by thousands over the Internet now.
I interview on that program, just briefly, the end times Bible prophecy experts. We talk about all the Middle East stuff, the future for America, what's going on with the revived Roman Empire, you know, was the Antichrist alive today, what's the mystery Babylon. And it's really a fascinating program, so I certainly invite your listeners to go there to listen to all those different topics. The book, I thank you for your compliments on it, Stan. It's a very unique reading experience. It's formatted as two books in one. It starts as a novel, like you said, 120 pages of a storyline. I tried to paint the end times from the Bible into a storyline that would be very believable, so that the characters' lives could actually become the reader's lives as these events start to unfold. Their story could become the reader's story. And then also there's a commentary that goes to 312 pages that talks about what I said in the novel, the Bible prophecy. So it's a two-book-in-one book. Are you going to commercial, Sam?
Well, we are, but you go right ahead. I will tell you when to have to cut off. Go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, very unique. And the goal was to escort the reader through a trilogy. It's three books that coming out, book one, from now until the second coming, the return of Jesus Christ. So this book hits hard on the prophecies you mentioned.
All right, fine. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Bill Salas talking about his book, Revelation Road. Revelation Road, fascinating reading.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and here's our guest is Bill Salas, and we're talking about prophecies dealing with the Holy Land. And most people know about Ezekiel 38 and 39, Most people do not know about the prophecy in Isaiah 17 that calls for the destruction of Damascus. Now, certainly Bill points out that Damascus has been around for almost 4,000 years. I knew it had been around for a long time. I didn't realize it had been that long. But Damascus has never been destroyed. Here's a town been around for 4,000 years, and yet now, of course, the question is, will the prophecy in Isaiah 17 be fulfilled? I believe it is going to be fulfilled. And then, of course, there's the prophecy in Psalm 83 about a number of Arab nations coming together to destroy Israel, and this has never really taken place. So all of these things are prophecies that are to be fulfilled, and there is so much today as we see what's going on over in the Near East and the Middle East that suggests that we're heading into a major cataclysmic event in that part of the world. And certainly this is the first time in 2,000 years when Israel has been there as a nation to, of course, come into conflict with the Arab nations. Remember, for 2,000 years there wasn't any Israel. And now suddenly Israel is actually reconstituted, and we are suddenly, I believe, setting up for the fulfillment of these ancient prophecies. But the point the bill makes, and I think it's a very important one, is there's a difference between the prophecy of Psalm 83 and the prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39. You pick up the story there, Bill.
Yes, absolutely. And you make a very good point. In order for a prophecy in Psalm 83 to destroy the nation of Israel, to wipe it off the map, of course, there has to be an Israel. Say for 2,000 years, there was not. But there is now. And those populations, you talked about Isaiah 17, well, that's dealing with Damascus, the capital of Syria. And Syria is listed amongst those Confederate populations in Psalm 83. So here's who they are, Sam. Let's start there. You've got Lebanon, and that would include Hezbollah. These are countries, of course, that share common borders with the nation of Israel. You've got Syria. You've got Jordan. You've got Saudi Arabia, Egypt, you've got the Palestinian refugees, you've got the Hamas in the Palestinian area, in the Gaza area. So you've got those populations, and those are the groups that have warred with Israel since they've become a nation in 1948, 1967, and 1973. Now, the point is they want to come together, they form a crafty plan, it's a climactic, including Arab-Israeli war. It will be the mother of all Arab-Israeli war. And Israel, and I point out in Revelation Rogue, will win that war. And I point out the prophecies that show that the Israeli Defense Forces, they literally exist in fulfillment of Bible prophecy, and primarily to defend the nation against this climactic, including Arab-Israeli war. That's Psalm 83. They want to take over the Promised Land. They want to destroy the Jews, Israelis, and wipe them off the map. And now it's interesting, that doesn't involve Iran. Iran is in Ezekiel 38-39, but we're not there just yet on that prophecy. I do want to spend a moment on Isaiah 17, because what we're seeing in Syria right now on the news is a very dangerous, volatile situation. Bashar Assad is getting desperate, the president of Syria. And there's been about 20,000 or so Syrians in this revolution that's been going on for about 17 months that have been killed. And there are thousands daily that are crossing the borders into Turkey or Jordan or in the neighboring areas. Jordan recently just opened up their first refugee camp for Syrian refugees coming out of Damascus. I mentioned Damascus. Well, that's the key here. The Syrian capital of Damascus, it is the oldest continuously inhabited city in recorded history. It goes back about 4,000 years, even to the time of Abraham, the patriarch. There are approximately 2 to 3 million Syrians living in and around Damascus. It is Syria's second largest city. Their largest city is Aleppo, which is where there's an enormous amount of fighting going on right now, Stan. But Damascus, Isaiah, the prophet, 2,800 years ago, in chapter 17, he has a burden against Damascus, and he says this, "Behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous."
You know, the thing is that I keep reading the newspapers trying to figure out what's really going on in Damascus today. We've seen some pictures of some of the other Syrian towns, and some of them have been very, very badly destroyed, certainly with the rocket attacks and helicopter attacks and tank attacks. And some of the other Syrian cities have been, certainly large areas of that have been leveled, but certainly, although there's been a lot of destruction in Damascus, what I've read doesn't sound like the fulfillment of that prophecy. In other words, a lot of damage to Damascus, but the city is still there. It's not totally destroyed, as we're told will happen in Isaiah 17. Is that your impression, Bill?
Well, absolutely. There is a lot of damage in Damascus presently because there has it's been a war zone, as have other cities in Syria, and it has been experienced a lot of damage throughout time. Even when the Assyrian Empire in 732 conquered Damascus, it experienced quite a bit of toppling, but it never ceased to be a city and became never a ruinous heap. And the Hebrew word really is reduced to rubble. And it's interesting, some people do think that this was fulfilled in 732 BC by the Assyrian Empire, but I'm going to point out to you why we can be pretty certain that it wasn't. Isaiah has 66 chapters. He mentions Assyria 37 times in those 66 chapters, but he never mentions them once when regarding Damascus here in Isaiah 17. But what he does mention in verse 9 is, and I'm going to read it here, it's really important. There's three important verses. I read the first one. Damascus shall cease to be a city, be a ruinous heap. That was verse 1. Verse 9 of Isaiah 17 says, in that day his strong cities were going to Damascus, the masculine pronoun.
Bill, would you speak up just a little louder and just a little slower so our listeners will be able to get this? Because I think this is so vitally important. Go right ahead.
Yes. Let me just backtrack to verse 1 and verse 9 and verse 14. These are the key passages for your listeners in Isaiah 17. Verse 1, the burden against Damascus, behold, Damascus will cease from being a city, and it will be a ruinous heap. Now, who's responsible for that? We go down to verse 9. In that day, his strong cities, his being Damascus in the masculine pronoun, his strong cities will be as a forsaken bough and an uppermost branch which they left because of the children of Israel, not Assyria, the children of Israel, and there will be desolation. That is verse 9, and the verses between verse 1 and verse 9 stand, talk about pretty much Israel having to respond in self-defense, not just an aggression. Not an overt aggression, it's self-defense, and the children of Israel are responsible. Now it says here, and this is what is very important for your listeners to understand. Verse 14, the last verse of Isaiah 17, and behold, at eventide trouble, and before the morning, he, referring to Damascus, is no more. This is the portion of those who plunder us and a lot of those who rob us, referring to those that come against Israel, those who plunder and rob them. Now, it says, then behold, at eventide trouble, and in the morning he is no more stand. The destruction of Damascus occurs overnight. This is another reason why we have not seen this happen before. And it could happen any day because of the type of technologies and weapons that Israel possesses. And if Bashar Assad threatens to come against Israel, and he has made these threats. He made them at the end of last year, when he was concerned that NATO or any kind of international intervention militarily was going to come against him, like it did Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. He said he would rain missiles on Tel Aviv. He said he would have Hezbollah rain missiles on Tel Aviv. Now, Israel cannot fight a protracted war. They cannot fight a war of attrition. They have not fought wars like that since they became a nation in 1948. They have been short wars. In June of 1967, it was only 6 days. So Israel will not be able to absorb a long war. They will have to fight, and they will have to fight decisively. They will have to make a big statement in the Middle East. And this is what we could wake up to one morning if missiles from Bashar Assad make their way into Tel Aviv. And Bashar Assad has been moving chemicals. He's got cyanide, mustard gas, and sarin. And he has been moving those chemicals about in Syria, and he's been moving them to airports. And when you move them to airports, you're going to load them up on a plane, and you're going to move them somewhere, or you're going to use them somewhere. And this is a possible concern, and Israel is certainly concerned about that. Every country around Israel right now has Israel very concerned.
But I really think this is really so significant. Basically, these chemical weapons are probably the ones that Assad got from Saddam Hussein, and of course, a lot of those weapons actually came from the United States, given Saddam Hussein, and then, of course, when it looked like America was going to invade, why they transferred them to Syria. So we're talking really a period, you know, 20 years or more, almost 20 years ago that those weapons were transferred into Syria. But now, of course, Assad has them. And he said, of course, if Israel gets looks like it's going to attack him, or some of the other countries are going to attack him from outside, why he would use those on Israel. And of course, in that event, Israel will have no alternative. The only way that they can stop it would be simply to destroy Damascus, and that would be done with nuclear weapons. But we're sitting on the edge, I think, of some of the most cataclysmic events in all history. I think the average American is much more concerned about the Olympics. They're much more concerned, certainly, about the baseball season, the beginning of the football season. And they don't understand really the significance of the events that are taking place in the Near East and Middle East, not only from a geopolitical point of view, but from a spiritual point of view. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Well, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. And that's of grave concern, Stan. Really,
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Bill Salas right here. This is a fascinating book, Revelation Road by Bill Salas, and I'll tell you, I've had a hard time putting it down today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bill Salas is simply just talking about the situation over in Israel, the situation with Iran, and of course there is a great deal to suggest that certainly Israel may strike Iran before the election. We're talking about the end of October. That would be probably the worst thing in the world for President Obama. I mean, the last thing he wants is a war over in that area. I think he's told the Israelis to hold off until after the election. But, of course, there seems to be a fair amount of evidence that Israel is thinking very, very seriously about going ahead before the election. Why would Israel want to attack before the election? That doesn't make sense, Bill.
Well, you know, it's interesting. There are some reasons. And I was reading about this a very good author named Joe Rosenberg wrote an article, and I'll read you a couple of the reasons. If Mr. Netanyahu believes Israel has to hit Iran before Iran hides their nuclear program in impenetrable underground tunnels, possibly by the end of this year, and that's called the framework of immunity that Iran is trying to achieve, just for your listeners. And this is what Joe Rosenberg says. Then Netanyahu may choose to launch the attack at a time when it is most politically difficult for President Obama to oppose or undermine Israeli military action. In other words, what's Obama going to say? He's a week or two out from an election, and he's campaigning. He's not in a position to interrupt what's going on. Here's another one here. Support for Israeli security is becoming a key issue in 2012 campaign between President Obama and Governor Romney. Now, Romney was just over there, and he went on the record and said that Jerusalem should be the capital of Israel, and that was music to most Israelis' ears. And Netanyahu may calculate, this is what Joe Rosenberg says in the end of this sentence, may calculate if the president would feel compelled to do everything he could to help Israel this fall in order to win votes for November. In other words, it could be something that Obama would do if, you know, okay, well, we've got to side with Israel now. They've struck Iran. And here's one here that I think is a very legitimate concern. If Netanyahu does not strike this fall, and Mr. Obama wins re-election, Netanyahu has to consider the possibility that the White House would be even less inclined to support an Israeli strike next year. Indeed, Mr. Obama would not be facing another election and thus could potentially really turn the screws on Israel and take action designed to block preemptive action. I think those are all very valid concerns. But what I do believe, Sam, is that Israel is watching what's going on all around them, especially in Syria, and they are watching what's going on with the elections here in America. But the main thing they're watching is this framework of immunity. Iran is trying to go underground with their enrichment of uranium and with their whole nuclear program, and they're doing a really good job with it, hiding it. And there's going to come a point where it would be disastrous for Israel to strike because it would accomplish little to nothing. It would not deter the enrichment program, and it would really probably create a major regional conflict over there, possibly provoke an oil card, the Strait of Hormuz being shut down, world economies being upset with Israel, and for what? If they couldn't even slow down or stop Iran's nuclear program. They know when they've got to act. They're watching it closely, and the sanctions are absolutely not working. Benjamin Netanyahu made that real clear to Leon Panetta today in a press conference. And I think, Stan, this world is going to wake up one nearby morning, and Mideast missiles are going to be flying in every which way. And where they land and what they provoke, it could be wars of epic biblical proportion.
And I certainly agree with you, and I think that we have to actually look at everything through the scriptural lens rather than simply from a geopolitical point of view. And in fact, there's so much of what's going on over there that doesn't make any logical sense. And so many of the issues, we point out that Israel recently released 1,027 convicted Islamic or Palestinian terrorists. 1,027 convicted Palestinian terrorists to get back one soldier. Now, why in heaven's name would anybody release 1,027 convicted terrorists, over 400 of them convicted of murder, to get back one soldier? Does anybody think that that would happen from a logical point of view? And if it's not logical, then there has to be other forces at work over there. And until we understand the prophecies and the fact that God has a hand in everything going on, nothing makes sense. And when you understand, for instance, that so much of what's taking place over there is staged, but that doesn't change anything at all. I mean, there's an animosity between the Arabs and the Jews that's been around for a long period of time. And I think a war is coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Would you agree, Bill?
Well, I do believe so, Stan. When diplomacy fails, wars begin. The diplomacy has failed. They're no longer talking about peace with the Palestinians. They're no longer having peace talks with Iran's nuclear program, trying to stop it. So we are on the verge of war.
We're on the verge of war, and the average American doesn't understand the implications of that as far as the price of oil, the stability of our nation, or in retaliation against America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Bill Salas. His book is called Revelation Road, And we're going to get back to this fascinating discussion that's going on because, of course, the United States, President Obama is backing the radicals over there. He's backing al-Qaeda. We've got certainly almost 600,000 men, if you take into account the Afghan army and the Afghan trainees in Afghanistan. Almost 600,000 people, 90,000 American troops, 100,000 contractors, 46,000 NATO troops, and then, of course, about 350,000 Afghans there. The 50 members of al-Qaeda. 600,000 men to fight 50 members of al-Qaeda. Does that really make sense to you? And if you doubt that, go up on the internet and simply type in and Google Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda. You'll find out what I'm telling is true. Or you can type in Steve Croft, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda. Or Obama, Afghanistan, 50 members of al-Qaeda. You'll get all sorts of articles on this. So why do we have 600,000 people in Afghanistan fighting 50 members of al-Qaeda? And why, if we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, are we funding and backing al-Qaeda in Syria? Reality is usually scoffed at, ladies and gentlemen. Illusion is usually king. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Bill Salas. His book is Revelation Road. And before we go on, Bill, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your book and get in touch with your ministry.
Yes, thank you very much, Dan. Revelation Road is available at my website. You can get a signed copy there, and that is prophecydepot.com. Prophecy Depot, like HomeDepot.com. It's an active site. We've got news headlines available to you. I've got all my TV shows and radio shows on there, and the articles I update, and that sort of thing. Now, you can also get it at Amazon, and you can get it at Calvary Chapel churches and some Christian stores. And also you can order it through Barnes & Noble. So it's really readily available out there. I invite people to come to prophecydepot.com.
All right, fine, prophecydepot.com. Another caller said, wouldn't an Israeli attack on Iran actually help the Obama's chances to be reelected by pointing out that he's really tough in the face of an international crisis? Do you think that the Israeli attack on Iran might help Obama? Because this is purely conjecture. We don't know they're going to attack them, but I'd like to know, the caller wanted your thoughts on that. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would an Israeli attack on Iran help Obama, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, it's a real wild card that Obama has to be concerned about. And I think that there's a reason that we have got an enormous amount of firepower over there in the Gulf and in the Mediterranean, and that would include four major carriers we've got over there. Dennis is en route over there to make the fourth. It would also include F-22 Raptor jets that have been sent over there, an untold number. And like you say, we've still got soldiers over there as well. Obama is trying to be... You can guarantee that he will try to be on the right side of the event, because he is certainly an opportunist and will try to use it for his campaign. The problem Obama's got is it's a wild card. If Israel strikes Iran, numerous things could happen. One is Iran could respond with immediately shutting down the Strait of Hormuz and playing the oil card, and we've got an economic problem all of a sudden if that happens. They could enlist terrorism inside of America. It's already a known fact that Hezbollah has infiltrated this country. And there are numerous things that could happen that Obama would not be able to deal with, and he is already struggling on the other different platforms, the economy. He's upset the Catholics with his health care program. He's got a lot of Christians and black pastors upset with him on his homosexual position. The last thing he needs is a Middle East war that he cannot control. And, of course, his motto, Rahm Emanuel, is don't let a good crisis go to waste. But this may be a crisis that he cannot have any control over. And people aren't recognizing that one of the prime targets for Israel to hit in Iran is the Bushehr nuclear plant. And that Bushehr nuclear plant is red hot. It's by the Persian Gulf. It's the quickest area to go right across a thin strip of Saudi air to hit the Bushehr nuclear plant. It's loaded with Russian fuel rods. It's been loaded with Russian fuel rods for about 2 years. when they were loaded in the summer of 2010, former UN ambassador John Bolton said Israel's time to strike has shut because they could create a nuclear disaster. And you know what? I think that there's a Bible prophecy that might be telling us that could happen in Jeremiah 49, verses 34 through 39. That's a prophecy regarding Iran in the last days. And it says that Iran will be struck at the foremost of its might. And that prophecy would mean, if it hasn't happened yet, the foremost of Iran's might would undoubtedly be its nuclear program. And it says the four winds from heaven will come. And there will be, they're called Elamites in this prophecy, which would be Iranians, will be scattered, and there will be no nation where the outcasts of Elam do not go. So the point is, there could be a nuclear disaster, and there could be refugees fleeing out of the area. That area in the prophecy is the Persian Gulf area where the Bashar nuclear plant is. Now, Stan, I don't know if you've gotten to that part in my book. It's around chapters 5, 6, and 7, but I spell out the possibility that Jeremiah may have even predicted an Israeli strike on Iran's nuclear sites, or some sort of strike. It doesn't have to be Israel, but some sort of catastrophic strike on Iran's nuclear site. So that's also in Revelation Road.
Well, I think, of course, basically Revelation Road makes this whole coming conflict. So there is going to be a conflict over there, and there is going to be retaliation in America. And I have no question in my mind that, of course, we are going to have nuclear retaliation here in the United States. I mean, we have information going back 20 years ago that Iran had nuclear weapons at that time. Well, then why all this question about what's going on? And, you know, basically, remember, it was in 1976 that Gerald Ford gave the Iranians the information on how to, of course, refine uranium, supposedly to build their own nuclear power plant. We're talking about something happened 37 years ago. It doesn't take that long to suddenly learn how to use centrifuges. Most of what you are being told today is simply cover stories, and behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. And if you try to look at the things going on today, they don't make any sense logically. If they don't make any sense logically, there has to be another explanation. And I believe that explanation is a spiritual one. Let's go right now to Grant. We have calling from Spokane. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Bill Salas. Hi, Grant. Do you have a question?
Thank you. I enjoyed hearing what Bill had to say. I was just looking at Psalms 83 and the last verses were from about 13 to the end there. It talks about the chaff before the wind, burning the wood, setting the flame on fire, mountains on fire, and a tempest and a storm. Do you feel that this is going to be a natural calamity that God will supernaturally do against the surrounding countries around Israel, or that this maybe describes more of a nuclear type of incident?
Okay, it was a little hard to hear the question, but I think...
Basically, do you think that this is going to be more or less a physical attack, or do you think it's going to be a nuclear attack that is described in Psalm 83?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be a natural disaster per se, and I'll tell you why. And that could be referring to nuclear type or conventional weapon types that can create that kind of environment. But the reason I think what Asaph does is he petitions the Lord in verses 9-11 to do under historical precedent what the Israelites did in other battles when they were oppressed, like these Arabs are oppressing them presently, and like they will confederate come against Israel in Psalm 83. And you go back to Judges chapters 4 through 8, the time of Gideon, when the Midianites had oppressed the Israelites for, I believe it was 7 years. And there was a battle. Gideon was empowered. He was the Israeli Defense Forces at that time. There were 300 men. Clearly the Lord empowered them to defeat the Midianites. And the Midianites ceased to ever oppress Israel again. And then he gets into verses 10 and 11, dealing with the Canaanites when they oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, and the prophetess Deborah with her general Barak, they went and defeated the Canaanites, who then ceased to oppress the Israelites anymore. So I think you're looking at a Israeli defense forces. I point out in Revelation Road they exist in fulfillment today of Bible prophecy. I point that out in the various passages inside where you find that. So I think what you're looking at is Asaph is saying to the Lord, Here's this Confederacy. They're coming to destroy your people, the apple of your eye, the very population, the chosen people that you said would, Abraham would have descendants forever. They want to wipe them off the map and prove you're a promise breaker to Abraham and you can't be trusted, God. They're coming to destroy the Jews to demonstrate that. And he's asking the Lord to empower the Israeli Defense Forces like the Lord did with Gideon and with Barak prior to Asaph's time. And then it goes on to talk about, I think, details that probably happened around the battle. There's that tempest, and it's just a major, major Middle East war. And I think that verses 13 through 18 kind of lay that out. 18 basically says at the end that the nations will know, you know, that you're the Lord Most High because of what has happened, that you clearly upheld your people in this battle. So I don't see that apart from being the Israeli Defense Forces doing a major battle, and they have to, because it's every enemy around them that comes against them, and they will have to act expeditiously and decisively and pull out their best and biggest guns. So I think we're looking at the world is going to be astounded when they see this little tiny Israel. The Israeli Defense Forces today are ranked number 10 among all world armies. Iran is ranked number 12. The Israeli Defense Forces are regionally superior, and they are going to demonstrate that, in my estimation. And I think that's going to happen pretty soon because they are really pushed to their limits right now.
Well, Grant, we don't know what's going to happen, but I think we're living in truly biblical times. It's going to be exciting to see this thing unfold. Any other questions you have?
Yes. Would you say there's a tie between this passage and Ezekiel 36, 1 through 7?
All right. Is there a tie between the story in Psalm 83 and Ezekiel 35, 36?
I do believe so. As a matter of fact, they have a chapter in Revelation Road about Ezekiel 35. It's a commentary. And Ezekiel 35 actually overlaps into, I believe, the first several verses of Ezekiel 36. I call it the war before Ezekiel 38 and 39, because I believe the Psalm 83 war occurs before the Ezekiel 38 Gog and Magog invasion. So I think you picked up something right there. I think that you have more details about the Psalm 83 war throughout Ezekiel, parts of Ezekiel 35, and the first passages up there of Ezekiel 36. So I would make that connection, and I have made that connection in Revelation Road.
And basically, of course, there are two separate incidences. One, of course, is when the surrounding Arab countries come against Israel. And then, of course, there's the Battle of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which probably involves Russia as well. Would that be fairly accurate analysis, Bill?
Yes, you have two distinctly different battles, different populations participating in those battles. You have distinctly different motives, and you have distinctly different defeats. Russia puts together primarily a Muslim coalition. That's about one of the few things they have in common, the two different confederacies. But it's Iran, Turkey, Libya, and some of the breakaway Baltic states of the former Soviet Union. Tunisia probably go down through Sudan and Somalia. And they will come against Israel, but they are not those countries that share common borders with Israel that are in Psalm 83. None of the Psalm 83 countries are listed in Ezekiel 38 that separates the two prophecies. And Russia's coming down, and they want to take over plunder and booty, whereas the Arabs of Psalm 83 want to take over the promised land. They want to take the pastures of God for themselves. The Israeli Defense Forces make an end of Psalm 83's conflict, and it's the Lord himself shows his might. And Ezekiel 38, verses 16 through Ezekiel 39, verses 6, there's an earthquake. There is every man's sword will be against his brother. There is fire, hail, and brimstone. It is clearly the Lord that brings about the defeat of the Gog and Magog invasion. Israel does not have those kind of technologies so they can make those kind of cosmic and natural disasters happen.
But only the Lord can do that. And because one of the my favorite gripes is the fact that having been to Israel six different times and always asking where is, of course, Sodom and Gomorrah, the guides would never take us there. The man who's on our board this evening, our producer, he has actually been to Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you dig down through the ashes in those cities, you'll find the brimstone, you'll find the sulfur balls. They're still there. I often think that's why they never take us there, because the last thing they want us to know is that Bible is true. Hey, Grant, thanks very much for having me. Yep. I think we'll try to get Bill on again, but your points and your questions are very well taken. Let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. Hi, Tony. Question or comment?
Well, I also had a question on Psalm 83. One of the things that about Psalm 83 is that there are 10 groups of people or minor nations that are being written about in surrounding Israel and declaring war. And I'm not so sure if this what is Ezekiel 37, 38 or not, or if this is the time of Jacob's trouble, where a third of Israel, I believe it is destroyed. And I was kind of wondering what your thoughts were on that. I am not one of the who is of the opinion that the Antichrist is of the European nations. I am of the opinion that the Antichrist is a Muslim.
Okay, now, but basically, what did you have specifically about the this issue here?
Do you believe that the ten groups of people in Psalm 83 could possibly be the 10 nations that the Antichrist comes up out of? You know, three go along willing, and then seven. It takes three by force, and then seven throw in their lot with him.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on that, Bill?
Well, no, I don't subscribe to that, and I'm very familiar with the Muslim Antichrist teaching that's out there, and I don't subscribe to that as well. But that's okay. These are different opinions. They're certainly not the irreducible minimums about salvation and the gospel and things like that. But no, I don't think so. I think you've got three different wars going here. And the proponents of the Muslim Antichrist, they need all three of these wars to be one and the same. They need Psalm 83, Ezekiel 38, and the Armageddon campaign to be one war. They need Jesus Christ to return at the end and defeat all these nations.
Thank you.
And they need to have Islam being very vibrant going into the tribulation period. And I point out in Revelation Road how that just does not appear to be the case. And I sequence the timing of these events as distinctly different prophecies. It sounds like we're going to commercial, but I think my answer is well spelled out in Revelation Road.
Well, I think it's an excellent book, Tony. It really is. Anything else you'd like to ask? Oh, I guess we lost Tony there. Well, let's go to Barbara. Hi, Barbara. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do have a question. I have heard people talk about the value of the shadow of death. Do you have any idea where this actually is? I have looked at all of the books I have on Israel. I cannot find it anywhere.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, Bill, we're out of time. It's been a fascinating hour. I will want to get you on to all my other programs, and I'd like to get you back, if you don't mind, on a fairly regular basis, just because I think you have such a good grasp of what's going on there. I think your book is excellent, but I think we're entering into one of the most difficult and exciting and dangerous times of our life, and I really do believe we're going to see the unfolding of prophecy, you know, in the coming weeks and months.
Well, Stan, I'd be an honor to be on your program anytime, so thank you for the invitation.
God bless you, and thanks very much.
Okay, Stan, thank you.
Bye-bye. And, of course, we had our guest, one of our callers, had called and asked our listeners to pray for the NBC reporter who's over there in Syria at the present time. He certainly works very closely with Brian Williams and reports regularly, and certainly an American. He's over there in the war zone, and so if you just include him in your prayers as well. And this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener supported, and if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd appreciate it. If you're not in a position, why, of course, we ask you, of course, to pray for our provision and for our protection, because I believe that we see over and again God's hand in providing for us and keeping us going. We've been going almost 18 years now in this ministry, and certainly having hard times, but that's all right. I think everybody is. We're entering some very difficult financial times as a nation. But even that, I think we're entering some very difficult times spiritually, because I think that America as a nation has turned against God. And I fear that God is going to turn against this nation unless there's a great revival. And I'm hoping that perhaps what we do on our program will be able to touch the lives of people, and they'll be able to touch others who will touch others. And if you see the emails we get all the time, from people all over the world who tell us that they listen to the programs and how much this has impacted on them. I do hope, of course, it brings them into a closer personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we do hope, of course, you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll get our talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy. It's a DVD. Our talk on the dark secret. Our talk on the forbidden secret. That you'll get certainly our DVD on the chemtrails, it's called, of the geoengineering, our DVD on how they're poisoning our children with vaccines. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America is my talk on how they're actually knowingly and intentionally destroying the lives of our children. And basically, 1 in 9 American children has asthma. 1 in 11 or 12 has severe allergies. 1 in 6 has neurodevelopmental abnormalities of some sort. Certainly, 1 in about 60 boys now has autism, and the incidence is increasing rapidly. The incidence of juvenile arthritis and diabetes, type 1 diabetes, is increasing rapidly in our children. Well, and our children who take vaccines. If you do not have your children vaccinated, why, of course, these Very, very rarely do you see this sort of thing. And there have been studies, and we have a book by Barbara Lowe Fisher, and you can just call and ask for Barbara Lowe Fisher's book. And she actually tells you about the scientific studies done by the University of Illinois, comparing children who were vaccinated and children who were not. And, of course, the people at the University of Illinois were very unhappy because the results showed that vaccinated children were far more ill and damaged than non-vaccinated children. We certainly see this with Amish and Mennonite children. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, it's our job to get that information out. And we have 4 tape sets on vaccination. We have books on vaccination. But my talk on the specter haunting America will be a good place to start. Please pray for America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Thursday, August 2nd, 2012. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really think you will enjoy the show today. It's going to be hard to have to leave during Sherry Rogers because everyone loves Sherry Rogers. She always has such good information. Dr. Sherry Rogers, who is a physician and who has come on to the